Hollywood mogul Haim Saban attends Trump's White House peace ceremony day after raising $4.5 million for Joe Biden. By Joel B. Polak on September 15, 2020. Haim Saban, the billionaire Hollywood mogul and Democratic Party megadonor, attended President Donald Trump's peace ceremony at the White House Tuesday, one day after raising $4.5 million for rival Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Saban was seen on the White House lawn as dignitaries arrived for the historic signing of peace agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, as well as between Israel and Bahrain, a vindication of Trump's foreign policy leadership. Democratic donor Haim Saban is on the South Lawn of the White House for the Israel-UAE/Bahrain deal signing. He hosted a virtual fundraiser for the Biden campaign yesterday. pic.twitter.com/sup9w54h9v. Jordan Fabian, at Jordan Fabian, September 15, 2020. As Breitbart News and others reported last week, the ticket price for Saban's virtual fundraiser was $500,000 per person. It was co-hosted by House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who tried to remove Trump from office. Deadline reported Monday that the Biden campaign raised a total of $4.5 million through the Saban fundraiser. The peace agreements signed Tuesday are known as the Abraham Accords, named for the father of monotheism, common to Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. As Brett Stevens of the New York Times, a never-Trump critic of the president, noted, the accords were the unique achievement of President Donald Trump, who broke with the approaches of previous administrations. In a message statement endorsing Biden, Saban said, "I am confident that Joe is the right leader to make real progress for Americans and our international partners." Several senior Democrats also attended the ceremony, according to Politico. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.